Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, Get Answers to Life's Questions, the show that I was guided to create so that you would have a place to go to ask those questions that you have about your life and to get the answers that your guidance has for you. So often we rely on the answers that come from our minds, and our minds are actually limited. They process all of the information that we've ever experienced. But if you haven't ever experienced it, then that's outside of what your mind knows. It's outside of the guidance that you can actually get to benefit you. Whereas your guidance has access to all of the information that was ever known by anyone at any time in any place. And so you can see that that's like the difference between looking in the phone book and looking on the internet. So there can be a huge difference in what you can actually find. So if you have questions that you've been wondering about and you haven't been able to come up with an answer that actually works for your life with your own mind, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, today's show is about success. And success is one of those things that on one level it seems like, okay, it's so easy to be successful, blah, blah, blah. And what actually happens in our lives can be very different from that. One thing that we may or may not even realize about success is that we are often taught from the time that we are born and come into our families that we are not successful. You may have been taught that you are only successful if you get straight A's, whereas if you get B's, you're a failure, you know. It could have been anything, you know, having to do with your grades or your schooling or whatever, that said if you meet the criteria that these people could be your parents, your teachers, your siblings, whomever, if you match the criteria that people have set for you, then you can actually be successful. If you do not meet those criteria, then you are obviously a failure. And so we go through life with these beliefs about how we failed when we've actually succeeded. So I do this 6th course on being successful and confident. And it's really about retraining our own minds, our own thought patterns, so that we will actually recognize our successes. And you can start doing this without taking a course or anything. You can just pick one thing every day that you succeeded at. And it doesn't have to be anything complicated. You know, if you are having problems establishing healthy practices, well, you can make your successful thing for the week or the month or however long you need to be something as simple as, you know, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, doing your laundry. It doesn't have to be anything complicated. And then as you become more and more comfortable with being successful, then you can expand that and include the things that you really want to achieve in your life, like having a job that you absolutely love, being in a relationship with someone who loves and respects you, loving and respecting yourself. That's a big one for so many people. So you can make your indications of success based on whatever you want it to be, anything that you want to bring into your life. You can start setting up a system where you are actually noticing whether or not you are successful, whether or not you're actually doing what you intend to do. Because that's really what success is. It's doing what you intend to do, achieving your goals. So it's up to you what those goals are. And, of course, your guidance is more than happy to help you, so just call on them. They are there for you. Okay, we are now going to go to the caller from area code 786. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, I was listening to the tips that you were giving, you know, taking things, putting everything in, compartmentalizing it and making it manageable goals till you lead up to, I guess, more success and more comfort.
Yes.
And I really think that is great, and I've been doing that for a while now just so I can feel better about all areas of my life and really trying to reach goals that I've had for a long time. And I think I'm doing pretty good at it.
Thank you.
And I really wanted to know, with the steps that I've been making in all areas of my life, if you see that, I guess, positively reflecting my personal life and hopefully can come in, or a couple nice gentlemen, do you see something really concrete coming in, like a positive relationship, positive, you know, I guess, committed relationship coming in?
So what they're showing me is that there are, let me check on the number before I say it. There are three that are really close and one that's further out. So there's a potential of four relationships, and you get to choose who you want to be in a relationship with. And you would make that choice based on what it is you actually want in your relationship. So first I want you to look at your relationship with you and how you feel about yourself, how you treat yourself. Tell me something really nice that you've done for yourself in the last 24 hours.
Well, I actually just finished taking like a really nice long bath, which made me feel so good.
Wonderful. So they wanted me to remind you that it's important, actually, for us to do nice things for ourselves and just for ourselves. And they don't have to be expensive or complicated, like you took a wonderful bath. And if you find taking a bath relaxing and enjoyable, then that's fine. If you find that taking a bath is frustrating and cumbersome, then find something else, because obviously taking a bath is not a sign of love for you. But do the things that actually make you feel good about you, that actually show you that you love you. And that is so important, because the more you love yourself, the more open you are to being loved by someone else. So it's really a matter of how you perceive you that determines how other people perceive you. Okay, so these three that are close, that are coming into your life pretty quickly, are all three of them are wonderful. You just get to choose which one of them actually feels right to you, feels right in your heart. We have more than one soulmate or perfect choice in our lives, and guidance wants me to make sure that everybody understands that. It's not a, if you don't find that one and hang to that one, you will never be happy, because you are always changing, and so your choices are always changing. And as you open up more and more to love, then you are inviting people who are more and more loving to find you. So I think I answered your question. They're saying, yes, you will meet someone. It will be soon, and you will have choices.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Sounds really wonderful.
You are welcome. And I get the feeling that it will be. So, you know, keep doing the things to show yourself that you love you, because that really does have an incredible impact on your life. We don't really understand the impact that that has on our lives, because we think, oh, well, it's just me. But it's not just you. You are amazing and incredible, and you are such a blessing to everyone that you come into contact with. So let that blessing be something you'll share with you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And have a wonderful time with these new people, and, you know, hang out, have fun. Let it be a time when you actually get to just really just enjoy yourself.
Oh, I definitely will. Thank you so much again.
You are so welcome, and thank you for calling, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So this whole relationship thing is so interesting. I had a question that came over the internet about relationships, and this person was wondering, you know, what's the deal, because they keep getting into these relationships, and they always end up to be these short-term relationships, and they're wondering, well, what's wrong with me? And so I sent them a message back, and guidance wants me to read that message that I sent them in return for anybody else who's having relationship issues. So this is what I told them. This is not something you need to be ashamed of. So many people do this. I've even done this. You see, we keep looking for someone to love us so that we feel that we have value. A large percentage of relationships are not formed in love, but in fear, the fear of being alone, the fear of not being good enough for anyone to love, the fear that we will not be accepted, etc. And to make sure that we are loved, we go overboard. We make the one we love so important in our lives. We will do anything for this loved one. We are like the little puppy who is desperate to be held and stroked. This actually pushes away the one that we want to love us. They don't need to do anything because it is a boring, one-sided relationship. They get tired of petting our heads and move to a more challenging and interesting relationship. So here is what guidance suggests. Take it slowly. Get to know the person. Don't go for an instant connection. Have fun and relax. Just let things develop. Now, as you get to know the person, notice what you do not like about them, as this is an indication of what you do not like about yourself. Do not sit around all day daydreaming about this person and the wonderful life that you will create together. This has you living in the future instead of being aware right now. Do not make this person the center of your existence. Continue to do the things that you enjoy, even if you have to do them alone. And love yourself. You don't have to have anyone else in your life to find love, because it all starts with you. And so this is the advice that they wanted me to share with everyone, because it's true for everybody. And they want you to understand that you are always making choices, always. So just relax and be the love that you are. Okay, so we have a comment in the chat room from Angel in Disguise. and they say, "Hi, Barbara, your show is on the 9th starting at 9 a.m. Oh, it's a 9-9 day. Wonderful. And this is 2016, and that all adds up to another 9. So this is 9-9-9 day. I love 9s. You just have numbers that just kind of resonate with you personally. And 9 is one of those numbers for me. Okay, if you are in the queue in the group of callers and you actually have a question, remember you have to press the number 1 in order for the symbol to come up on my dashboard so that I will know. Otherwise, I just let you listen because that's what you are showing me that you want. Okay, so we are going to go to our next caller now, and this is a caller from another country. So it's 4954 are the first 4 numbers. So let's see. Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Oh, I'm not calling from another country. I was listening for that.
Oh. Well, then why does it have all
of the great
US
of A?
Okay.
Oh, it probably came up funny, but I'm calling from the great America. Yeah.
Well, it's got 2 extra numbers at the beginning of your phone number. So that's...
Oh, isn't that interesting? Okay.
That is interesting. Okay, so you're actually calling from 415.
Right, but it's Jessica. I call you a lot. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Well, I
maybe
don't know
it's a
why
sign.
It looks like it's...
Yeah.
I don't know. So what's going on today? Is your question about another country?
I would love to move to another country for part of the time. That's been in my mind for a long time, but no, that was not... my question, I love your topic, success. I love that word. I've been doing a lot for a long time to everything you're talking about, reframe, like what is success for me, and sort of like you see things differently on how other people thought, hey, I'm a failure, but actually I'm really not. So I call this phase redemption. Redemption. When you realize how great you are and how other people were wrong, i.e. family members. So I was actually calling about today just to get some extra boost. I found an apartment I was going to move into, and I just, it wasn't feeling right. And I was just like still going along with it because I was so excited about moving. But it just started increasingly bothering me. And then I went to go check it out yesterday, and I just was not happy about moving. And I was like, what's going on? Why are you not happy about moving? And then I met the super who takes care of the building, and there's some issues still in the unit. And he just really rubbed me wrong. And long story short, I ended up getting my money back as far as the security, which is really just my parents' money. They put down money for me. And I sort of had this heart-to-heart with myself. And I was like, I don't know why you keep looking for places in New Jersey. Well, I know why you keep looking, because the money thing, when you really want to be in New York City. So I just want to go for it. Like, ideally, I wanted to live with myself, but I'm sort of revisiting this living with a roommate, and I'm just kind of putting it up to spirit, like, show me to make this happen. Everybody lives in the city. Like, I want to live there, too. So, yeah, just, like, I'm feeling really good this week, but I just, it's just sort of, like, round and round. But, again, we're talking about success. Like, I see, even though maybe... to like my parents or the outside world, it might be like, you're still looking for an apartment? Like, how long is this taking you? But my guides, like I was having a conversation with them last night, and they were like, no, this is, you're in the process of manifesting, like you're being successful. So now we're, I want it all now, and I really feel like much more confident that I can get it all. Like I can be in New York City, I could do my business. Like I'm feeling good astrological week. Let's just put it that way. So anywhere that you can help with that, because I do find your work very helpful.
Okay. So let's see. Let's see what they want to do. All right. So they want you to understand that sometimes we have to take little tiny steps to move forward, and sometimes we take giant leaps, and it's like we're flying off a cliff, and we're moving forward in big ways and interesting times. They're saying that with you, you've been taking tiny steps, which is good because you needed to take those tiny steps to allow yourself to come into alignment with what you actually want. You still have some beliefs about not being able to afford to live in New York. And you are actually looking at other options as far as how to make that happen, like having a roommate. And that might be the perfect solution for you that would allow you to live there, to, you know, be able to afford it, to live comfortably while you are moving forward in your life and reaching that point where you will live alone in your own place, you know, overlooking Central Park or wherever it is.
That's exactly
just showing you that outside of your window there's a park. Okay.
That's exactly where I want to live. Yeah.
So they're showing me that this is possible, but you are becoming more and more aware of what you actually believe. And this is an important part of growth for anybody, because the more you become aware of what you actually believe, the more you can change those beliefs. It's when you're not even aware of what you believe that you can't even change it, because you don't even know what it is. So you are opening up to knowing what is actually in your way, so then you can get it out of the way. Okay. So what do you want to do with Jessica today? Tell her that we love her. Okay, Jessica, I love you. All right. And
thank you.
So we're going to do some releasing, and okay, I'm not sure if they want to do one of the prayers, or they have me writing these wonderful prayers now for letting things go. And why am I looking in there? It's not in there. Right in front of my face. No wonder I can't see it. Okay. And they had me write a prayer specifically for success. So this prayer is about giving yourself permission to succeed. Okay, so I am going to read this, and you are going to repeat what I say. All right. So you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Spirit.
Spirit.
I look back over my life.
I look back over my life.
And I see all that I did wrong.
And I see all that I did wrong.
All that I still blame myself for.
All that I still blame myself for.
All that keeps me living.
All that keeps me living.
A small contained life.
A small contained life.
I also see.
I also say.
That the energies that I have attracted.
That the energies that I've attracted.
And allowed to attach.
And allowed to attach.
In this and all lifetimes.
In this and all lifetimes.
Keep me down and prevent me from seeing.
Keep me down and prevent me from seeing.
The good in me.
The good in me.
Spirit.
Spirit.
I have advanced in my evolution.
I've advanced in my evolution.
I have come to the realization.
I've come to the realization
that I am not the energies of others.
That I am not the energies of others.
I ask to be shown.
I ask to be shown.
All of the contracted energy.
All of the contracted energy.
That keeps me from living my own greatness.
That keeps me from living my own greatness.
I accept full accountability.
I accept full accountability.
For allowing these energies.
For allowing these energies.
Into my life.
Into my life.
And I acknowledge.
And I acknowledge.
That I used to believe that I wanted them.
That I used to believe that I wanted them.
But I have changed.
But I have changed.
Please show me all of these limitations.
Please show me all these limitations.
Through my own greatness.
Through my own greatness.
That I have accepted.
That I have accepted.
In this and all other lifetimes.
In this and all other lifetimes.
I am ready to see these energies now.
I'm ready to see these energies now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I just want you to take a nice deep breath while I look at your energies. And so they're showing me the dark parts around you. A lot of it's around your first chakra. There's a lot of it around your head, too, and up your back. And then some around your heart. Okay, so now that we've seen it, let's get rid of it. So, repeat after me. Spirit.
Spirit.
Thank you for bringing me complete awareness.
Thank you for bringing me complete awareness.
On every level.
On every level.
Of how I have limited my life.
On how I have limited my life.
It is now my free will decision.
It is now my free will decision.
To change my behavior.
To change my behavior.
Spirit, please expand and decompress.
Spirit, please expand and decompress.
All of these contracted energies.
All of these contracted energies.
They are not mine, and I no longer accept them.
They are not mine, and I no longer accept them.
In my body, my space, or anywhere in my existence.
In my body, in my space, or anywhere in my existence.
Please remove them all from me now.
Please remove them all from me now.
And disperse them into the all that is.
And disperse them into all that there is.
To be transformed for the highest good.
To be transformed for the highest good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And take a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay. Oh, that's much better. All right. Now we're going to say what we actually want. So, Spirit.
Spirit.
I know that my divine birthright life potential.
I know that my divine birthright potential.
Is designed for my success.
Is designed for my success.
I know that failure is only a tool.
I know that failure is only a tool
for me to see what did not work for me.
For me to see what did not work for me.
Spirit, I ask to be brought into alignment.
Spirit, I ask to be brought into alignment.
With my divine birthright life potential.
with my divine birthright potential.
I ask to know and see my success.
I ask to know and see my success.
I ask to be filled with the energy.
I ask to be filled with the energy.
From the Creator within me.
From the Creator within me.
I ask to easily see the solution in every circumstance.
I ask to easily see the solution in every circumstance.
I give myself permission to succeed.
I give myself permission to succeed.
And a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay, how does all that feel?
Feels good. I feel even more psyched.
Good, we've upped your psych level.
You could be like a coach / healer. Not a coach, I'm talking about like personal development. I'm talking about like before a football game or like for athletes before they go out there. Like I see this for you. Like you can gather with like the athletes and do some healing and then they go out and do their thing. That's like such like a unique niche. Niche, I guess the word is. Yeah. I never saw that before, but I could see you like doing that, everyone reciting it. But yeah, like to bring them to like a higher level of excellence. Because of course, then it like brings up other stuff. But I could so see you doing that. Yeah.
We'll have to think about that. See if that's what I'm supposed to do.
Are you a football fan?
Okay. I watch football. I understand football. I know what they're actually doing out there. I don't love football or anything.
Okay. But you watch it more than most of us, or many of us. I don't know. In the spiritual community, maybe. I don't know. It's like a biased statement. I have no idea, but yeah. Yeah.
It's just one of those interesting games in life. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see what else they want me to say or do with you. What else?
You know, something has come to mind, and I it's sort of like kind of here, but also on the side because I haven't gotten directions from spirit of like how to move forward with it just yet. But what comes up like it's been over like several years that things have sort of been in development and kind of started and stopped. And I keep on sort of getting stuck with like how to make this project profitable because it has to do with some like TV programming and like teachings and healings for like a certain portion of like the spiritual population, but they're like sort of a rebellious group and they're very like resistant to paying money for things, and also they don't have a lot of money. And I keep on, in one way, I keep feeling my heart pulling me towards doing something for that community. Because I'm part of the community too. And the other part of me, like the logical part of me is like, I think it's just maybe not time yet, but also I just sort of wonder about it because it's been in my head again lately. And I don't know, are you picking up anything with that? I mean, I seem to keep getting stuck at the same place of like, I don't see how I could, charge these people anything, because I feel like I wrote a book about something with on the topic and very few people of the community bought it, although they keep on saying like, we want more information. I'm like, well, you know, this is how I want to support myself. You know, I did it for free for a while. That doesn't sustain.
One of the things that especially in the spiritual community, is now, this is not just the spiritual community. This also ties into the whole consciousness of the society. And there are beliefs about prosperity or the lack of prosperity. One of the beliefs says that in order for you to have money, someone else has to go without. So anytime anybody pays you, they're actually going without so that you can move forward. And this is a false belief because it's not actually true. There is an unlimited supply of whatever it is that people need for their lives. And nobody has to suffer just so that you can have whatever it is that you need. But we do have these belief systems that are running, and sometimes we're not even aware of them. But what you were describing is a part of that belief that in order for you to succeed, someone else has to go without. That in order to be spiritual, you have to go without. There's this whole tie-in between money being a bad thing in the spiritual community. And, you know, this is based on a lot of misinterpretations of biblical stuff and all kinds of stuff that has been said by people who really want to have power. And so they don't want people to actually realize that you can be successful, prosperous, and spiritual. So they turn the prosperity part against the spiritual to keep people from actually succeeding. From being these amazing beings who are changing the world. And one of the things that we are changing the world in is in the area of prosperity. But in order for this to happen, we have to change our beliefs about prosperity first. And then we are putting a different energy out there. Because there are spiritual people who are extremely rich, but we aren't ever allowed to recognize that. We are taught to think that anyone who is spiritual does not embrace money, because if you embrace money, you are not spiritual. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I thought that, I mean, the awareness that has been coming to me a lot lately is very similar to that of like, hey, these people are, I mean, this is like such a general comment, but it just sort of like touched me at a different level than it normally does, but these people are a reflection of you. So if you change something within your, I mean, this is such an obvious comment, but it just, like I said, it just sort of hit me in a different way when it was coming through. And even what you were saying gave me sort of an aha about, I didn't realize that, that people in power, which, you know, I like to refer to them as the Illuminati. it's a wrong word for them, but the bad Illuminati, the dark Illuminati. Like, so I didn't realize that that was put out many years ago, that to be spiritual, it just kind of registered at a different level what you said, because I had heard what you said before, but like, yeah, so things are kind of reaching new awarenesses with me. And so with that said, then what needs to shift within me? I know you kind of just said it, but I don't know specifically. I really want to be adding to this community. This is my community. I mean, this makes me feel like I belong. I mean, I really feel deeply like this is really something that I'm supposed, like one of my missions in the world is to put out this material and help this population, which is like the leaders, what I consider the leaders of the new earth. So what do I need to heal within myself that allows them to look at me like, hey, we want to support that person in our community? And we talked about a long time ago about this whole entitlement thing, but they all have the very much entitlement thing too, because they know that they're here to bring messages. Therefore, like, you should help them. And I know I carry that too. I mean, we spoke about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and one of the things that they're showing me with what you were saying is that you also have that same kind of dual belief about power. Because you believe that there are powerful people who are bad, corrupt, whatever language you want to use. And yet you want to be a powerful person, and there's a part of you that says in order for you to be powerful, you have to be bad, so you can't actually be powerful. Just like there's a part of you that says in order to be rich, you have to be one of these corrupt, sinful, whatever kinds of people, one of these bad people, so you cannot actually be rich. You cannot embrace wealth because there are negative ties to it. So it's a matter of letting go of those negative ties, of allowing yourself to accept the truth, which is that the Creator wants each and every one of us to have wealth, to have prosperity, to have power, to have health, to have a life that is whatever it is we desire for it to be. That's why we are given the freedom of choice. So any belief that you have that says that that's not possible actually keeps you from living that.
Mm-hmm.
How does that resonate with you?
Yeah, I understand it. I feel like I do believe that there are powerful people who are doing good and who are good, as in not corrupt or anything like that, that are in integrity. So I do feel like that is, I'm focused on tipping it. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm just, I think there's good and bad, you know, people with money and people in power.
So one of the things that you might want to do to start changing your thoughts and beliefs about money, about power, about the goodness in the world is to start making a list. Make a list of all of the rich people who are good people. Make a list of the people who have power who actually do good things. Make a list of the people who actually you would find, would accept as a mentor, someone that you would want to model your life after, to whatever extent that you'd want to model your life after. I'm not saying you should become like anybody else because you're not supposed to. You are your own person. But this is about changing the way that you think. It's like if someone came up to you and said, okay, I want you to name the three people who have money and do bad things. You know, you probably wouldn't have any problem thinking of three people who are rich and who are seemingly corrupt. But if I came up to you and asked you to give me the names of three people who have money who do good things, it's more
it's
difficult
actually harder
for
me to
come
do
up
the,
with that list.
You know, it's actually harder for me to come up with the corrupt list. Like I was just kind of doing that
oh,
in my head
good.
While you were talking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But do you, so I'll do that exercise, but do you think that, What would be the thing that would shift it to be able to pull together this community? Because even this community doesn't know how to be a community. They're like a bunch of rebels that don't belong to a community. They're always like the black sheep. And I have the vision that I want to create. I feel like we all need to learn to work together since we're all accomplishing the same thing. There's like a lot that I want to do with the group, and I know that it sort of goes against their nature, but that's, I see that's what needs to be done in order for us to accomplish all our goals. So what is going to be able to help me shift it that I can start gathering this community and like enrolling people?
Well, I was, I need to write this thing yesterday, and they want me to read the last paragraph of it to you. So this included a prayer for expanding and decompressing all of the energy in all of your bodies and all of your personal space now. And there was a long version and a short version. So after telling these people these prayers, this is what they had me say. You may have noticed that these prayers for changing, these are not prayers for changing the world. They are about changing you and your energy. Believe it or not, it is by changing yourself that you change the world. This prayer opens you up to peace and love. It releases you from the grip of fear or desperation. It brings your power back to you. It allows you to be calm no matter what is happening around you. One thing that I find to be true, other people are more open to your advice when you are living what you are teaching. Start with yourself, and you really can change the world. So they're saying start with you. Start living and showing them that this is who you are. This is possible. I know this is possible because I am living it. And the more they see it, the more interested they will be in becoming it. And then they will actually learn. You try to teach people when they are not willing to learn, and you might as well, you know, just go and talk to a brick wall, because you will basically be having the same effect. So it's not about them. They are not your focus. You are your focus. You are changing you. You are changing the energy around you, the energy that you are sending out into the world. And that is what they will notice. And that is when they will decide that it's okay for them to change themselves.
Okay. That confirms the message that they, I got, I guess it was last night, having to do with this, it's interesting. Everything just came full circle, what we just talked about, because it had to do with the apartment. And my guides were saying to me that, because I was a little bit concerned about how my parents were going to react, because I have to kind of go through, I'm back living at their place again. The whole thing just makes you laugh. So I'm back here again, and I have to sort of like sort out what I want, what I'm manifesting, and then it's the feeling that I have to sort of like manage their energy and sort of pass on the teachings in a very sort of subtle kind of role model way. And my guides were saying that my parents are no problem at all, that if I stay in peace through this, that was a whole message about how I am in the process of manifesting, that it's not a back to square one. I'm still in the process of manifesting this apartment. And that if I stay in peace with this transition and a knowing and a focus, that they will just mirror that. So that's the same answer for me with this. Got it.
Yeah, starts with you. Yep.
So it's the key thing. It's the key thing for me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a matter of being in that expansive and decompressed energy. So if you just want to just keep telling yourself that you are expanded and decompressed, if that works for you, then go for that. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's actually just a matter of choosing what energy you're in. You know, we go around sometimes and we feel like this tightly wound spring just waiting to explode. Well, you can just decide instead that you are going to be expansive and decompressed. And then you don't have to have that waiting to explode, because you are already in the energy of calmness and love. And that's so much better.
Right. Yeah, I feel like I need to share this part of it too, because this it's ringing a bell of what you're saying too, is that they were talking about how I've arrived, and that because I went through with this whole journey of the last 3+ years, how I just had like a big transformation over the last, I don't know, whenever I called you, whenever that was, like 2-3 weeks ago, like a shift happened for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the energy of that, my outside circumstance to whoever and however they may be looking, might not look that I have arrived. And this has to do with your success topic, that I've gotten to that success place, but that I have. And if I that it's important for me, again, to stay in that I've arrived energy, because when you have arrived, there's no rush to get anywhere. There's no rush to figure anything out or fix things or whatever. And that's energy that I used to very much carry with me. So they keep reminding me that it's just another way of saying like peace. or you're expanded and decompressed. But I just really resonate with that whole arrived thing, because I used to just like rush through these spiritual lessons all the time because I always wanted to get to that successful place and that place where, again, that I've arrived. And it's like, well, hey, Spirit's like, well, you're here. So be that. Be that now. Like, really own that.
Yeah.
And I love that. I mean, that totally like shatters the illusion of like, hey, well, you're living back at your parents' house again and you're still working all those things. And it's like, no, 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 stop that. And it's so much easier to stop it. It's like, it doesn't even matter anymore. It's just an illusion.
That's right.
Yeah.
So good.
That's
you're
it.
Making
yeah.
progress.
Thank
Wonderful.
Yeah. This is a good one. I really like this phase, the I've arrived phase.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Just to stay in that, stay in the peace, stay in the success. That's it. There's no rush, no reason to rush through your day, no reason to whatever, hurry up, do this, do that. Nope, because you have already arrived. It's about being in the moment,
good.
Being in peace, being
wonderful.
Happy. Yeah, thank you very much. It was enjoyable.
Well, you are welcome. And, you know, keep up the good work and know that you're going to keep learning and moving forward, because that's all just part of it.
Yep, that's for sure. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we had a question from the chat room from Joy, Fun, and Happiness. And you are wanting to know, let's see, you're interested in dating and meeting new men that you like. Do I see you meeting men I like soon and something developing, and how can I tell which one is the best, and all of that sort of interesting stuff. And yes, they are showing me that you are going to be meeting some wonderful men, and it will be soon. Okay, they're actually saying it will be quick. Okay. And you will know, because you will feel it. You will feel the difference between these different choices, and you will have choices. It will not just be one guy and there you go and everything's great, because you are deciding who you are becoming. And so these men are going to have different aspects to them, and you have to decide which one appeals to you most. Know that any of the choices will be fine. Just because they're different doesn't mean that one's better than the other. It just means that they are different. And you can decide where you are in your life and what it is you are developing, who you are becoming, and find the one that most closely matches you and who you are becoming, not you and who you have been. So don't try to go backwards. That's important. Go forward, because you will have choices. Okay. So they say just get out there, you know, mix, mingle, have fun, and just love your own life. And there's absolutely nothing better than that. So, yeah, you're going to be meeting them. So get ready. You know, get your party shoes out. All right, we're going to the caller from area code 917. Hi, who's this? Are you there? Okay, if you're talking, I can't hear you. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute you, and I'll come back if I get a chance. Okay, this is a private number, because all I see is ones. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Are you there, Bonnie? It usually says unmuted, so I assume.
Oh, it didn't tell you?
No, no. So I wasn't expecting it. But hi, it's Tricia here, and I just wanted to say I was enjoying listening to your show and the conversations and things, and allowing and bringing it into you, because. You know, I kind of have a few mixed feelings, and one of those that you were just talking about, focusing on what the rich do with their abundance, because they live in the equal exchange of energy, you know, that the intake is as much as the outtake. So that's a really good way of looking at, like, there was a football player the other day who set up a scholarship for millions, like 51 million or something, for kids to go to school. And he was blessed with one of those occupations of 30 million a year, you know, so you can see the how it was such a gift that he ended up with that abundance because he could give it back. And that would be such a neat place to be for any of us, you know, that in abundance that gets to a place that we have this and we're able to share, where we don't live in fear of it not coming in again. And there's a truth in the manifestation of the law of attraction of the more you have, the more it seems to come, because you are in such a state of joy that it just keeps coming, and instead of the lack of it coming, because I know that well. Anyway, that was just my two cents, that you're right about making the list.
Well, guidance has a few things that they'd like for you to kind of change about the way you're thinking, the things that you're saying. First of all, you're saying that there needs to be an equal exchange. And guidance wants you to start thinking about prosperity instead of abundance, because abundance can actually be an abundance of debt. It can be abundance of, you know, things that are not necessarily for your highest good. Prosperity is actually getting more than you are putting out there. It's allowing yourself to receive more than the equal share. And if we all came from that belief that we are prosperous, that we are always going to get even more than we put out there, you can see how that actually increases the prosperity in the world instead of just, you know, keeping it equal. It's like the football player that you were talking about, you know, he's actually showing his prosperity by giving more than, you know, most people would give, or he might think that he needed to give. He's actually giving from prosperity so that there's more there, whereas abundance is actually limiting.
Yeah, no, you know what?
So
thank
all
you
that
for
makes sense.
No. I really appreciate that twigging, because the abundance, sometimes we just think of it in on the good sense, but it actually is the duality. And the prosperity is more of, you know, rising, you know, increasing, you know. So it's, thank you. I really appreciate that note from whoever it came from in the cosmic universe, you or the others.
And your guidance wants you to know that you in particular deserve opulent prosperity. So there's really no limit to how prosperous you can be.
Yes, I really do. In the knowing of how we can manifest things, because things have happened to me that have been really, you know, in that world, and I know the state of mind can actually trigger you back. So it's, and there is a part of spiritual growth that I think for us all is when we recognize our victimhood stop signs. And this is in no reference to the lady before, but you can get into that space where you keep telling that story of, I can't be there because I'm here, I can't be there because I'm here. And I realized mm-hmm. that quite a few years ago, but I realized it 20 years too late. There was no internet and none of your services and other people and guides and that were kind of could tap you on the shoulder and say, you know, this is the focus, not the not focus. So that's why these shows are really valuable, and conversation, because we learn, I learn a lot from listening to how people speak about themselves. Because then I go, I do that too sometimes. And so everybody adds to the conversation. And also looking at wealth and not wealth, and what wealthy people do and they don't do. is that same thing. It brings that balance to us that you can either be this way or this way. So it's a reflection again. And so that's an appreciation.
Well, you know, when we are in that expansive energy, then there are no limitations, no limits on anything in our lives, which is why my guidance keeps telling me that I should tell people to say that one little line, well, it's actually a line and a thank you, that, you know, to say, Spirit, please decompress and expand all of my energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. And then just say thank you. That can have a profound impact on how you're feeling, how your day is going, how your life is flowing, because it's actually opening you up to love.
Yes.
Instead of closing you off with fear.
It's so true. You know, I just put something that was unrelated to money, but in another sense, I'm living in an area and not so far away is a community that is a lot of fire. And one particular man was just freaked out all night on a thread asking for prayers to find his cat because his cat won't come inside. But every second note he was putting on about how angry he is and he's so pissed off, and just then other people would try to pray. And I kept saying, but you can't hold the space of your prayer in the space of anger and fear, because the collective energy of that whole little mountain that you're living in that particular area is vibrating on that same frequency, and that's what the cats are afraid of right now. They're so highly intuitive that they're not hiding from you. They're hiding from the fear of everything that's around them. So I kept telling them all night, just relax, just sit, sing a song outside, let them come to you. But all night he stayed in that state. And some people just don't want to listen. They actually enjoy that their thread on Facebook suddenly gets 49 friends sending them messages of pity and sorry and, you know, that kind of thing. So it actually feeds them in that state. And that's a danger sometimes for Facebook. You know, when people put their pity party on the on and you get it all back, and there anyway, I put a very big long paragraph and I said at the end, look, I know you are trying to find them in love, and that's a really strong vibration because they actually love you, but you have to make them relax now. He's still got them all caged inside in case they're evacuated. But I said, but you're living in the fear of being evacuated, and you should be living in the space of, I know I'm safe. I'm sending energy of being safe. And let the cats relax. Let them come and purr on your knee. Then having them in that state is not good for everybody. And I said in the end of the post, I'm not posting this for you. I'm posting this for everybody that is living in that state of fear right now. And so that's all you can do is just send out another, you know, I often think that they're blunt in a sense, but they're there to just say to everybody, just stop and look at the other side of the coin. And you can hear a plane going over.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the fuel planes that are flying over my house to this area. They're flying back to base too. And normally I'm standing at the window yelling and waving at them with good energy. Like, and 'cause they know what they're doing. And we look at these figures too sometimes in areas that it's covered this amount of ground and the ground is grown by thousands of acres. But the firefighters actually know what they're doing, and they're not going to save an area that they can actually cut off. They'll let it burn out so it actually does read as a higher figure. But they always do save houses. I mean, they're right on top of a house. They're right on top of, you know, 500 acres where it will burn out and nature takes its course and it will grow and it will rebloom. So you have to look at that energy. That fire is an energy. anyway, I won't take up all your time, Barbara, but thank you for having me on and me allowing to share a little bit of myself with you.
Well, thank you for calling and for sharing who you are and your thoughts and helping other people to see what they need to see. So I appreciate it.
Yes, I was told many years ago, Barbara, nothing progresses in the world unless you have good conversation. So
that's
really, you know, across the board with everything, whether it's politics or people or religion or views or concepts, or everybody's got their own reality, but we just share it in a way that it's not to say someone's right or wrong, but just to say, hey, this is another view that I see from my mountain. And that's all it is.
Exactly. Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Tricia, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Oh, I'm prosperous. Thank you. It's the ninth. It's the ninth day. I put the remark on 9/9 up there for you because seeing it. Oh, she's on the ninth. On the ninth. Yeah, it's my day of purging. I've got to keep cleaning and chucking. So that's my mission right now, so that I can allow more to come in. You know. So
yeah, that's true.
That's the prosperity as well. What can I give away so I can replace? Yes.
Exactly.
Take care.
Wonderful. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to the caller from area code 831. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lily. I'm calling from California, and it sounds like I'm near the previous caller. We're having our big fire in Big Sur at the moment. Looking into finances and possibly working for a visiting nursing association, and I'd like to know if that's the better choice for me. I'm a little bit.
Is that what you love to do?
I enjoy nursing, yes, I do. I need the flexibility because of my children and husband's schedule, and would like to seek something more lucrative at the moment.
Okay, so when it comes to the nursing, is it something that you personally love doing the work that is involved in it? I'm not talking about the scheduling for your husband and children. I'm talking about the actual work. Is that something that you love doing?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. So many times we actually have limitations that we have placed on what we will allow ourselves to earn. Sometimes they refer to it as a glass ceiling. You know, there's all these different terminologies. We forget that there's all of these different people at all of these different levels of income, and that it's just as possible for you to work for someone who, you know, is a millionaire and wants to pay you an outrageous sum for what you do as it is to work for someone who's, you know, middle class or even blue collar and struggling or whatever and wants to pay you the bare minimum in order for you to do what needs to be done. And I'm not really sure why I just said that, because that's not something I normally say, but apparently I was supposed to say it to you. So are you actually putting limits on how much money you can actually make?
Maybe subconsciously, because I know that's a good point. I live in a very diverse area, and one side is high end and high maintenance, and the other end is low income and high maintenance.
Well, you know, this is this kind of ties in with what I was saying when I was talking with Jessica, because we actually have these beliefs that in order for us to get paid, someone else has to go without. We see it that if we get someone else loses. We set up these win-lose situations, and it's not actually the way it works. Your getting paid does not mean that anybody else has to go without. There's more than enough for you to get paid and them to have plenty.
I never really tried to consider myself limited in finances. I just wish to contribute more. My husband works very hard, and I sound spoiled, but I'm really not suffering or doing without. But I have skills, and I want to use them. And I have a degree, I have my license in LVN, and I want to be able to use it. And I've been on the fence as, should I do something else? My wall with nursing is nights and weekends. And I'm trying to find something that's flexible. So there's where I'm at right now.
Okay. So let me check in with your guidance and see what they want to tell you. First of all, they're telling you that you can live a life that is limitless. And you can have the kind of work that you want to have with the hours that you want to work, with the pay that you want to receive. In fact, you can actually be an example for your husband, because when you were saying your husband works hard, guidance was like, he works harder than he actually needs to. So apparently your husband's one of those people that believes he's supposed to work really, really, really hard. You have to work hard in order to prove that you're a good person, or whatever the belief is. So by you opening up and allowing your life to flow, allowing the work to flow and the money to flow, and to find the client or patient that's going to be absolutely perfect for you to work with, to just be in that flow will help him to see that it is possible to live life, to get money, and not have to kill yourself for it.
Okay. I understand that. I get that. I do. I think one of the walls that I've had also is that my previous employer and I ended quite badly, and I felt that when I've interviewed in the past, not only maybe it was the job that the guides don't want me to have, but I felt as if they had done or said something. Do you see something from my past that would hold me up?
All right, let me look at your past and see if there's anything you want to show me. So did this situation with this previous employer happen because they wanted you to do something that you didn't agree with and you were not?
Yes.
Okay.
They
so this is about learning
my reports, and that's illegal. And the regional director didn't like hearing the word no, and that my schedule, she used my schedule as a proxy, basically.
So this was about you standing in your power, about you saying what you needed to say, recognizing your strength, not giving it away to other people and saying, okay, you're the one with the money, you tell me what to do. They're saying that this was about you accepting you, accepting that you have the ability to say, no, I'm not going to do this. You have the ability to say, I'm not going to do this job. I'm not going to work for you. Whatever it is you need to say, just letting it flow out. Because there was a time, or maybe there still are times, when you tend to stuff what you actually want to say. You don't actually let it come out. And so you are learning to express, fully express what you need to express.
Correct.
So they want you to look at this as an opportunity for you to grow, for you to become an even more amazing woman than you already are, and to see this as an opportunity for the growth of your whole family. Because even if your schedule is not perfect for your husband and children, that's fine. They will learn whatever they need to learn. Maybe they'll learn to get together and cook dinner together and have fun and, you know, be more independent and do the things that you would normally do to actually take care of themselves. They would learn to stand in their own power as a result of you standing in yours. And this is not an encouragement for you to get a job at night where you never see your family or anything like that. But right. they're saying to allow yourself to be open to doing what is right for you, for actually putting yourself first, something that women are not taught to do and wives are not taught to do and mothers are told they cannot do it. But this is about putting yourself first, doing what feels right for you. And trusting that everybody else will be taken care of and everything will fall into place as it needs to fall into place. And if that means it's going to be different, then that's absolutely fine. Different is not bad. It's just different.
Correct. Correct. And that hits upon a lot of things that I've been working on personally. One of them is, strange enough, my husband and I have been talking about another child. Do you see us adopting or having another child?
I am seeing that they're saying that it is time for you to invest time in you.
Okay.
Another child would take your focus off of you and put it on that child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you would benefit more from putting the focus on you for right now.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, give yourself, 6 months, a year to, you know, focus on you, learn what you need to learn, grow in how whatever way feels right for you, and then decide if you actually want to have another child, if you want to commit that much more of your life to this little being. Because that is what it is, you know. It's putting you on the back burner and putting the kid in front.
Oh, yeah. I have a few already.
Yeah.
I get it.
And they're saying it's time to move you to the front.
Wow. Okay. That's a lesson in itself. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I thank you. I thank you. I'm that a peace of mind and a lot to work with.
Well, good. You know, this is your opportunity to shine. You shine, not shine as a wife or as a mother, but you as a person to actually shine. So don't pass this up, you know?
Yes. Yes. I've never had all these possibilities before, so I'm trying to embrace them humbly and working forward. My relationship is solid. I feel very comfortable. I've actually had to learn a lot about myself in this relationship. And in the decision of possibly not having another child, do you see it causing any tension between us?
I see it actually opening things up, giving more freedom for both of you, giving you the freedom to actually connect on a different level. You know, because when you're connecting about the kids, it's different than when you're connecting as a couple. And this lets you focus more on the relationship you have with him and the relationship he has with you.
Okay.
So that you guys can actually take that to a new level.
Well, we were talking about raising our family in Europe. Is that a possibility?
You know, personally, to me, that sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, let me check in with guidance, though. It does give you a different kind of freedom. And it would also bring a different level of growth because, you know, you'd have to learn new customs, new language, new all of that stuff that goes along with whatever country you move to. And your kids would be learning all of this new stuff. And you would, it would change the way you guys interact, especially while you're learning the language, because you would be relying on each other to actually communicate in a language you can all understand. So it just opens up different aspects of your life. So if you want to go and do that, they're saying that that would be great. It would help your growth, the growth of your whole family, and you guys would really benefit from just having a different perspective than the perspective that you have in the United States. You know, you grow up in one area and everybody thinks the same way, and you go out in the world and you find out that where you came from was kind of different, you know.
Right. Well, we've been military, so travel and experiences have always been, it's been joyful. And don't get me started on cruises. I am in love with cruising. But on that note, his mother and stepfather and father are influences in our life. Do you see that harming our relationships?
As long as you guys recognize that your choices are your choices. You can have other people's input, but that does not mean that that input is actually important. Other people's opinions are not important to you. If you guys make your relationship the focus, you make your decisions for yourself, you can take whatever they say and decide whether or not, you know, it applies to you. But not letting someone else run your life. That's what a lot of people do, and that's a big mistake.
Okay. Well, back to the child thing, because I've had so many dreams of a little girl. And I hear a spirit, you know, saying, it's your time. This is where you should be right now. My husband is just so elated to have a child. I hear what you're saying. Me is me and him is him. And, you know, the child is a different dynamic in the relationship. So will he not be happy if I chose not to have another child?
Well, when you were talking about a little girl, they were saying that that little girl is actually the little girl in you. It's actually learning to love and be that happy little girl that you have the potential to be. Now, you can just tell your husband that you're not ready to have a child right now. I'm not saying that you should never have another child, but at least give yourself a year to focus on you and your happiness and your joy and what you are creating in your life.
You know,
and then after that year, you know, you guys.
Having this conversation with you just opened up the. I just heard you have always been the grown up. You've always been the grown up. I raised my parents. I raised my sisters. I almost feel like a kid on Christmas right now. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, you deserve to have joy and happiness and to do the things you love and, you know, to go outside and run in the grass with no shoes or whatever it is that, that you didn't get to do because you were so busy being an adult. You don't have to be the adult for everybody. You don't have to be the answer for everybody. It's okay for you to focus on you.
Awesome. I'm feeling it right now. I really do feel like Christmas Eve at the moment. All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And then you can have a conversation with your husband and tell him you're going to be the little girl that you've been seeing in your dreams, and he can be a little boy and play with you, you know.
Oh, stop adulting for a while.
Yes, definitely. Fun is important.
I thank you. This was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling. And your guidance is saying, now go and do something nice just for you.
Ooh, my butterflies. That will be fun. Fantastic.
All right. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome, sweetie. Thanks for calling. Okay. Let's try 917 one more time. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Tina from New Jersey.
And what can I do for you today?
Oh, I just wanted to see what cords. Do I need any cords to be cut? I just want to keep my vibrations high.
Okay. Let me see what they're showing me.
Thank you.
Okay, so what is it that you feel would drag you down?
Just the father, my children, father wasn't helping me, so that was just putting a little financial strain on me, but that's basically it.
Okay, so when you were talking and you said the father of your children, the word that popped in was forgiveness, so... is there something that you're holding against him? Ooh, there is something you're holding against him.
Yeah, it's not helping. Yeah, not helping me enough financially. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we are going to say a prayer about that.
Okay.
So I will say the words and you will repeat after me.
Okay.
All right. Spirit.
Spirit.
I know that he has not always been a good father.
I know that he's not always been a good father.
And sometimes I resent it.
And sometimes I resent it.
It's like he gets the benefits.
It's like he gets the benefits.
But none of the responsibility.
But none of the responsibility.
And I have to be the bad guy.
And I have to be the bad guy.
I have to deal with not having enough.
I have to deal with not having enough.
I have to be the responsible adult.
I have to be the responsible adult.
I have to be the one to go without.
I have to be the one to go without.
Frankly, this sucks.
Frankly, this sucks.
And I'm tired of it.
And I'm tired of it.
Spirit.
Spirit.
I know I created these situations.
I know I created these situations.
And there was a time when I believed he would be good for me.
And there was a time I believed he'd be good for me.
And I accepted him.
And I accepted.
Exactly as he was.
Exactly.
Because I didn't know better.
Because I did not know better.
But now I know better.
But now I know better.
Please show me.
Spirit, please show me.
All of the little contracted and petty energies.
Show me all the little hidden practice energies.
That I am holding on to.
That I am holding on to.
From him.
From him.
Okay, I want you to take a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay. So they're showing me these dark energies that, ooh, they go up your back. There's lots of stuff at your back and at the top of your head and also around your first chakra and also around your identity chakra, the one at your solar plexus. Okay. So let's see if we can get rid of that. Spirit.
Spirit.
I accept accountability.
I accept accountability.
For having accepted these energies.
For accepting these energies. For having accepted these energies.
From him and others.
From him and others.
I now make the free will decision.
I now make the free will decision.
To let them all go.
To let them all go.
I ask that these energies.
I ask that these energies.
Be expanded and decompressed.
Be expanded and decompressed.
In all of my bodies.
In all of my bodies.
And in all of my personal space.
And out of all of my personal space.
In this and all other lifetimes.
All other lifetimes.
This energy is not mine.
This energy is not mine.
And it no longer has a place in my life.
And it no longer has a place in my life.
And I release it now.
And I release it now.
Take a couple of deep breaths.
Okay.
All right. Spirit.
Spirit.
Please fill me with love and forgiveness.
Please fill me with love and forgiveness.
And bring my life back into balance.
And bring my life back into balance.
I know that God always provides for me.
I know that God always provides for me.
And I am open to receiving.
And I am open to receiving.
I am ready to be in balance.
I am ready to be in balance.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And take a couple of deep breaths. And now, how do you feel?
Much lighter, thank you.
Good, you're welcome. Any pains or tensions any place in your body?
No.
Okay, wonderful. All right.
Okay, oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. Now you go and you do something fun.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Gina.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, that's the show for today. Thanks to everyone who called in and everyone who listened. And I will be back. I will be back on Friday with DC Love. And you guys know that those shows are always fun. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.